Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi, besties, and welcome to a brand new premium Almost Adulting episode. So the reason you get to listen to today's episode, even though it's in the premium podcast, is because I want to give you guys a little chance, a little glimpse into some of the episodes that I cover on my premium podcast that's available on almostadulting.supercast.com. The episodes that I give you every week, in addition to the regular podcast episodes, are every Wednesday and every Saturday. So you get every week episodes on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday when you subscribe to the premium podcast. The episodes there include Benson Knows Best, Violetta's Diaries, and then Dating University, and then also other type of episodes like the one today, which is all about how to handle conflict. Whether you are someone who's a very confrontational person or someone who isn't, this will help you figure out how to properly handle conflict. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And if you really do enjoy it, I hope you will subscribe to my premium podcast. The link is available in the description bio of today's episode. And again, you can also Google it. It's almostadulting.supercast.com. Love you, besties. Bye. I had a fight. Not a fight. I had a disagreement with my cat last night. Sorry. Well, that's how you know someone's in their 30s. I wouldn't say it wasn't a disagreement. We weren't fighting since we don't speak the same language, but I definitely didn't have the best night with my cat. She's so loving all the time and she's so obsessed with me all the time. So last night I decided to just reciprocate the love. So when she was sitting next to me on my bed, I just hugged her so tightly and gave her so much love that, you know, it scared her away. Just like, you know, cats are people with avoidant attachment styles. Okay. And I got to feel sometimes how I react when people overwhelm me with their feelings. And, you know, she ran away and I saw her run away. And then she did this thing where she ran into the bathroom. She ran away from my bedroom, down the hall, to the left, into the bathroom. And basically she was trying to trick me because when she sprinted, she thought I would think she went up the stairs, but instead she made a left turn and she went into the bathroom, but like into the bathroom to hide behind the door. Like I saw her do that. And then when I walked to look up the stairs and then I looked to my left, I saw a pair of eyes looking through the peephole, like not the peephole, the door. You know, when you're closing the door, when you are opening the door, there's like that gap on the side between the wall and the door. So she was like peeping through that and watching me, which I was actually really impressed. I was like, wow, this cat is so smart. But anyway, after that, I said, fine, you don't want to hang out? Then we won't hang out. And I closed my bedroom door. And then 20 minutes later, I opened my door. I can't believe I'm talking about this. And she was just laying outside the door. And I said, yeah, did you learn your lesson? And then I opened the door. And then now she wouldn't go back into the bedroom. And then I got offended. And I closed the door again. I said, Violetta, this is what you do. This is how you handle conflict with people. Your feelings get hurt and then you do tit for tat and then the fight lasts longer. This should be eye-opening for you to understand that what you're doing with your cat is what you do with humans. And sometimes it's best to just not do tit for tat. So I said, fine. So I opened the door and I said, if you want to go in, then you're welcome to go in. I won't stop you. And I went to sleep. And when I woke up, I was hoping she will already be next to me. And she wasn't. She slept in the other bedroom. And my feelings got hurt again. And I said, you know what? What if she thinks you're still mad at her? So then I went to the second bedroom. I picked her up and I had her sit next to me. And then she started, you know, purring and doing all that and loving me. And I'm like, oh my God, she just thought I was mad at her this whole time. Like, that's why she didn't go into the room. Like, she was waiting for me to really just take her in or tell her, like, let's do this. And instead, I was waiting for her. You know what? In the end of the day, I think this is the time for me to get back into dating. Like, the fact that I just went on for close to 5 minutes talking about my fight with my cat is kind of giving cat lady vibes. It's kind of giving, are you okay? It's giving, maybe keep that to yourself. It's giving lonely vibes. Wow. Just when you think you haven't hit rock bottom, you're like, yes again. No, just when you think you've hit rock bottom, you're like, no, it can actually get lower. That's cool. So that was my night last night. I don't know what your night was, but that's just another Monday night for me. Aside from that, I am just not good in general with handling conflict or what I consider conflict, which is basically anything. And I think people assume, we, by the way, have moved past my cat at this point and moved on to a new subject. I don't know if you guys have the same issue where you may come off really outgoing. So people don't consider you shy. You come off pretty outspoken. You come off outgoing, whether it's your internet personality or just who you are as a person in life, because you like to put on a show. You're either an only child or you're the youngest sibling, like me. I'm the youngest sibling. So you're just used to putting on a show and you're pretty outspoken, which I am. I mean, this day and age, you're not, I feel like I'm not even allowed to mention my nationalities, but I'm Russian Israeli. So that mix does make me pretty outspoken person. And I think because of that, how I come off when I'm entertaining people, when I'm in social circles, gives people the vibe that then I must be able to handle conflict well. So again, I'm not sure if some of you experience the same thing where you are a loud or outspoken person and then people assume that that means you will also speak your mind if something made you uncomfortable, or you would speak your mind if you were upset with a friend or at work. And that's actually something that I really struggle with. I normally would allow my friends to win as much as possible by not even bothering to let them know what bothers me. But I've noticed in the past that it would just build up and then I would explode. And then my reaction is 10 times what it needs to be had I just addressed my issue the first time. But I struggle with that. And I think the issue of people like us who do this, whether you're people pleaser, whatever it is that we think we're doing the right thing by not saying anything the first time. But in reality, we make things worse because one, we're not giving our friend or coworker, whatever it is, the chance to hear what's upsetting us. We're not giving them the chance to fix their wrong. We're not giving them a chance to be aware of the situation. So we're taking that away from them. And then two, once we explode on them, it's kind of hard to, I think, mend the situation as fast as it could have been fixed had you just communicated in the first place. It's kind of if you punch me in the face, but then I stab you. That's how I can think of it. You know, you're not gonna, no one's gonna feel sorry for me anymore. And neither is the person I just stabbed for punching me. The person who punched me is not gonna feel bad anymore because now I just stabbed them. So we're gonna be focusing on that. So I will never get the sorry that I was looking for in the beginning. Now I'm kind of going off topic and I'm focusing more on friendships, but I've been learning how to communicate better. And I've actually been told by my friends that I've been doing a better job. So one thing that has helped me is when something makes me uncomfortable, I make myself self-aware of it. And then I think about it. But in that moment, I force myself to say something. The way I've been able to say something, I will make it as a joke or I full on will just say, hey, is this a safe space for me to kind of say something that bothers me? And now I've been a little more open, and I've noticed also with my friends who have crossed my boundaries more often than not. Of course, they're the ones who were upset by me setting boundaries, but the ones who are actually good friends are now, you know, hearing me out and understanding, oh, okay, that's no longer a thing. I'm no longer allowed to cross these boundaries because now she's actually putting her foot down. Even though I'm not putting my foot down in a sense of, hey, no, you will not do this to me. You know, the way I think people would assume I would react. It's more, hey, is it cool if I tell you that something hurt my feelings? Is that okay? Hey, I don't want to overstep, but is this a safe space to say what I'm thinking? So I think it doesn't, I try to say how I feel off the bat versus now waiting a couple of weeks or until it happens again. So that's one thing that I've noticed I've been doing with my friends where I actually communicate something that makes me uncomfortable. I have noticed with one of my friends that I've communicated it, but maybe not strongly enough because they still do something that bothers me. So I believe the second step to handling that would be to now not react. So first you say something that bothers you. You have that conversation. If you give them the chance to fix it or to stop doing whatever it is that upsets you. Now, if that's not happening and you're noticing sometimes they still cross the line or forget, then in my opinion, the best thing to do next is to not respond. So the next time they do that thing that irritates you, whether it's that send off that text that annoys you or do that thing in person, you don't react. You don't get upset. You don't laugh at it. You don't even respond to it. You give zero reaction. Because I think it kind of goes back to how we deal with babies, how we deal with animals. Sometimes you kind of got to take those original instincts and kind of continue that with adults as well. Because the best way to react sometimes is no reaction at all. And having no reaction, I think that would help. So I'm going to test out that theory with my one friend who has continues to do something that annoys me a little bit. And I'll just give no reaction. And then if they continue, then we'll take a step back. And then another step back. Because at this point, I've now communicated. And one thing about us as grownups, there's no reason for you to repeat yourself over and over again. Because after the first or second time, those people, they heard you. They're just now choosing to overstep your boundaries. So now it's up to you to really decide, do I even want that person in my life if they're choosing to overstep something, choosing to continue to do something that they know I've communicated bothers me. Because at least in the past, if you were like me and you're a people pleaser, you've never communicated before. So you could only blame yourself. Well, they didn't know. Well, I didn't explain it well enough. But now, once you get that little courage, and by the way, like I said, when I finally confront people, I'm very uncomfortable by it. So it's not like it changes, switches up overnight and you just have this confidence to be like, hey, I don't like this, stop. No, it's still, hey, is this a safe space? So it's really just, you know, but I'm doing my best. And, you know, so now I communicate it. So at this point, if I take 75 steps back, I know that I tried. I know that I did the right thing. And I think that's such a game changer, honestly. And I'm going to stop right here. If you want to listen to the story and to exactly what I was about to say, you have to go subscribe to my premium podcast that's available on almostadulting.supercast.com. Thanks. Bye.